Don't they sing wonderful? Well, you know what the best part is that they get to sing right after this too, and all you have to do is just go and sit down. What a deal. Well, my name is Pastor Dave, and we'll just leave it at that because my last name sometimes is hard to pronounce, and it gets pronounced all different kinds of ways. But I'm Pastor Dave, and this morning my wife and my son drove all the way from Mililani. Do you know where that's at? It is so far away. This island gets so big sometimes. We don't want to go all the way over there. But that's where I'm at. I'm pastor there, and we've been there for about 6 years now. And we enjoy it, but we also enjoy getting around to seeing people in other congregations. Yes. So it's nice to be with you this morning. Let's see. I was wondering what to talk about because, but I thought I would talk about this thing right here. Do you know what this is right here? It's the Bible. That's right. How many of you have your own Bible? Great. How many of you brought Bibles this morning? You know what? Here's an even better question. Turn around and look at it. How many of you brought your Bibles this morning? I said, there's one. Peggy. Peggy brought her Bible. All right. But you know what? I think that's okay because I think there's some important things in here that we remember. What is one important thing that you might remember about the Bible? What's in here? What do you know? Stuff about Jesus. I think that should be the title of the Bible. I know we got the Jesus book, but I think we should stuff about Jesus. That's a good. Yeah, what else? You know, forgetfulness is in the Bible too. It is. People forget all the things. What's an important thing that's in the Bible? What do you know that's in the Bible? We got stuff about Jesus. It starts out with what? God doing what? What did God do? Well, first of all, God's a guy to create people, and then he can punish them. Got to get it in the right order there. Yeah. Well, first of all, God creates, right? And you're right. You know, we as people like to do our own things, right? Do you ever get in trouble? Your brother said yes. We get in trouble. That's right. And so sometimes we have to be corrected. And so there's parts of the Bible there that God does that. But the most important part, I think, of what's in the Bible is the stuff about Jesus. Is there one verse that you can remember that talks about Jesus in a very special way? Ooh, what? That's right. Do you know that verse? What's that name of that? What's the number of it? Wait, what? Yes, there is. Yeah, what? Do you know what? Let's see. It's in the book called John. You remember what verse that is? Probably the most famous verse of the Bible. John what? John chapter
4.
You're close. Yeah, pretty darn good guess. Go the other way. No, the other way. We could be all the 3. John 3. John 3. Everyone's helping you. John 3:16. And that's what it says. It says that God so loved the world that he gave us his only son, that whoever believes in him shall not die, but have what? That's right. You got it. See? You got it. That's right. Now, even though we don't carry our Bibles with us, can we remember that? We can. Yes. John 3:16. You remember a lot of things. I know you do. So let's say John 3:16 together just so we can run. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son that whoever believes in him shall not die but have everlasting life or eternal life. Good. Do you think the adults can do that?
Yeah.
You think so? Let's try saying John 3:16 together. Right? Okay. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son that whoever believes in him shall not die, but have everlasting life. That's right. We know that, right? And so it's wonderful to have the Bible because there's all kinds of great stuff in there. But when we can remember that one verse that tells us that who loves us? God loves us. That's right. And that's forever. And that's what we celebrate. That's why we're here on Sunday morning, because God loves us. And I want you to remember that. Let's have a prayer together. Gracious God, thank you for calling us together and helping us to be here this morning. I thank you for these young people and everyone gathered here, that we're here because of your great love. We thank you for this time to celebrate your love and also to go forward and share your love with those people around us. In your name we pray. Amen. Thank you very much for helping me out today.